Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Exposed Earnings. I'm Jackie, your friendly finance enthusiast. And with me is the ever-brilliant Kyra. How are you doing today, Kyra?
I'm doing great, Jackie. Excited to dive into NVIDIA's second quarter earnings call. There's a lot to unpack here, from record revenues to the future of AI and data centers.
Absolutely. Let's start with the headline. NVIDIA reported a whopping $30 billion in revenue for Q2, up 15% sequentially, and a staggering 122% year-on-year. Kyra, can you break down what drove this massive growth?
Sure, Jackie. The primary driver was their data center segment, which brought in $26.3 billion. That's up 16% sequentially, and 154% year-on-year. The demand for NVIDIA's Hopper GPU computing and networking platforms was through the roof.
Wow, that's incredible. For our listeners who might not be familiar, GPUs, or graphics processing units, are not just for gaming anymore. They're crucial for data centers, especially for tasks like AI and machine learning. Kyra, can you explain why these GPUs are so important?
Of course. GPUs are designed to handle multiple tasks simultaneously, making them perfect for the parallel processing required in AI and machine learning. NVIDIA's Hopper architecture, for instance, is optimized for these workloads, providing the computational power needed for tasks like generative AI, model training, and inferencing.
Got it. So it's like having a super efficient multitasker in your data center. Speaking of generative AI, NVIDIA mentioned that this was a key workload driving their data center growth. Can you tell us more about that?
Generative AI refers to AI systems that can generate new content, such as text, images, or even music, based on the data they've been trained on. NVIDIA's GPUs are essential for training these models, which require immense computational power. The trend is that these models will need 10 to 20 times more compute to train with significantly more data.
That's fascinating, and it sounds like the demand for these capabilities is only going to grow. Now, let's talk about Blackwell. Jensen Huang, NVIDIA's CEO, mentioned that the anticipation for Blackwell is incredible. What's the deal with Blackwell?
Blackwell is NVIDIA's next-generation GPU architecture, set to build on the success of Hopper. It's designed to offer even more computational power and efficiency. Jensen mentioned that Blackwell will start shipping in Q4 and is expected to bring in several billion dollars in revenue. Absolutely. Hopper demand remains strong, and NVIDIA expects it to continue growing in the second half of the fiscal year. The company is also ramping up production to meet this demand. Sure? Gross margin is the difference between revenue and the cost of goods sold, expressed as a percentage. NVIDIA's gross margins were around 75%, which is quite high. However, they had to account for some inventory provisions, which are essentially reserves set aside for potential losses on inventory that may not sell as expected or may have lower yields.
Got it. So they're being cautious, but still maintaining strong margins. Now, let's talk about their outlook. They expect Q3 revenue to be around $32.5 billion, plus or minus 2%. That's another big jump. What are the key factors driving this optimistic outlook?
The continued growth of their Hopper architecture and the sampling of Blackwell products are the main drivers. They also expect their data center mix to shift towards new products, which should help maintain their high gross margins.
Exciting times ahead for NVIDIA. Before we wrap up, let's touch on their share repurchase program. They recently approved a $50 billion share repurchase authorization. What does this mean for investors?
Share repurchase programs are a way for companies to return value to shareholders by buying back their own shares. This can reduce the number of shares outstanding, potentially increasing the value of remaining shares. It's a sign that NVIDIA is confident in its financial health and future prospects.
That's great news for investors. All right, folks, that's a wrap for this segment. We've covered a lot of ground today, from record revenues to the future of AI and data centers. Now, we're taking a short break to hear about Zeed. Stay tuned.
You know, if you're really vibing with the insights shared on this podcast, you should check out Zeed. It's an awesome app that puts a ton of investing content at your fingertips. Videos from elite asset managers, AI-driven market analysis, and AI portfolio guidance. It basically supercharges your ability to stay in the know on all things trading and investing. Zeed is totally free on iOS and Android, so definitely download it after this episode.
All right, we're back. Let's dive deeper into some of the fascinating details from NVIDIA's earnings call. Kyra, one thing that stood out to me was the mention of sovereign AI. Can you explain what that is and why it's important?
Absolutely, Jackie. Sovereign AI refers to the concept of countries developing their own AI infrastructure and models tailored to their specific needs, languages, and cultural contexts. This is becoming increasingly important as nations recognize the strategic value of AI in driving economic growth, national security, and technological independence.
So it's like each country having its own AI superhero customized to its unique needs. That's pretty cool. And NVIDIA is playing a big role in this, right?
Exactly. NVIDIA's technology is at the heart of many of these sovereign AI initiatives. For instance, Japan's National Institute of Advanced Industrial Science and Technology is building its AI bridging cloud infrastructure 3.0 supercomputer with NVIDIA. This is just one example of how countries are leveraging NVIDIA's GPUs and AI platforms to build their own AI capabilities.
That's impressive. And it sounds like this is a growing market for NVIDIA. They mentioned that sovereign AI revenue could reach low double-digit billions this year. That's a significant chunk of change.
Indeed it is. The demand for AI infrastructure is not just limited to private companies, but is also being driven by national governments. This adds another layer of growth potential for NVIDIA.
Speaking of growth, let's talk about the enterprise AI wave that NVIDIA mentioned. They said it's just starting. What does that mean for businesses, and how is NVIDIA positioned to capitalize on this trend?
The enterprise AI wave refers to the adoption of AI technologies by large corporations across various industries. NVIDIA is working with most of the Fortune 100 companies on AI initiatives. These range from AI-powered chatbots and generative AI copilots to more complex applications like AI-driven customer service and enterprise data processing.
So, companies are using AI to become more efficient and innovative. Can you give us some examples of how businesses are leveraging NVIDIA's AI technology?
Sure. For example, Amdocs is using NVIDIA's generative AI for their smart agent, which has transformed the customer experience and reduced customer service costs by 30%. ServiceNow is using NVIDIA for its Now Assist offering, which is the fastest-growing new product in the company's history. These are just a couple of examples of how NVIDIA's AI technology is being used to drive business transformation. Absolutely. The gaming segment is a significant revenue driver for NVIDIA, and the integration of AI capabilities into gaming PCs and laptops only enhances their value proposition.
All right, let's talk about another exciting area, automotive and robotics. NVIDIA reported $346 million in revenue from this segment, up 5% sequentially and 37% year-on-year. What's happening in this space?
The automotive and robotics segment is growing rapidly as more automakers and robotics companies adopt NVIDIA's technology. Every automaker developing autonomous vehicle technology is using NVIDIA in their data centers. Additionally, NVIDIA's AI is revolutionizing medical imaging, surgical robots, patient care, and even drug discovery.
So NVIDIA is not just about gaming and data centers. They're also making waves in the automotive and healthcare industries. It's incredible to see how versatile their technology is.
Indeed. NVIDIA's AI platforms are being used in a wide range of applications, from autonomous driving to healthcare, showcasing the broad impact of their technology.
Before we wrap up, let's touch on one more thing. NVIDIA's AI Foundry service. They announced a new service to supercharge generative AI for enterprises with Meta's Llama 3.1 collection of models. What does this mean for businesses?
The AI Foundry service allows companies to leverage the capabilities of an open-source frontier-level model to develop customized AI applications. This means businesses can encode their institutional knowledge into an AI flywheel to automate and accelerate their operations. Accenture is one of the first to adopt this service, using it to build custom Llama 3.1 models for both its own use and to assist clients.
That's a game changer for enterprises looking to harness the power of AI. It sounds like NVIDIA is providing the tools and platforms to make AI accessible and impactful for businesses of all sizes.
Exactly. NVIDIA's AI Foundry service, along with their other AI platforms, is designed to help businesses unlock the full potential of AI and drive innovation across industries.
Well, Kira, we've covered a lot today. From record revenues and the future of AI to the impact of NVIDIA's technology across various industries, it's clear that NVIDIA is at the forefront of the AI revolution. Any final thoughts?
This podcast is generated completely using AI and does not constitute financial advice. As with all investing, your capital will be at risk. For more information, visit zed.ai.